Texas State Representative John Rainey from District 14 joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott.
Listen, you
weren't. Pleased to be with you.
Thank you. Neither you nor Kyle Cassell were at the Chamber's Economic Outlook Conference on Wednesday of this week, but your ears might have been burning with the discussion of the governor's idea of a cap of 2.5% on property taxes. There was lots of word about be in touch with your representatives in Austin because we city governments and county governments are not comfortable with this situation. Tell me how you feel about all this.
Well, Scott, my major feeling about this is that each county and each city and each school district in the state has different needs and desires, and the people in those districts have are closer to that situation than we are. I think that it's incumbent upon the voters of each of those, each city and county and state, to look at the issues and determine whether the city council, the county commissioner's court, or the school board are handling their finances in the proper way. Most of these taxes are based on bond issues, particularly for schools. And in a growing district like Bryan and College Station, I don't know whether a 2% would hold or not. I just don't know the what the desires and the needs of the people of Bryan and College Station are in school. My kids aren't in school anymore, and I don't pay as much attention to it as I might. But the most important thing we do in the state is educate children.
Well, and one of the things that, of course, I think they're now just getting around to starting to try to meet this this school finance commission. This is something that the legislature's kicked down the road for decades. Still haven't come up with anything that the Supreme Court is happy with when it comes to paying for this. So a school administrator, while we didn't hear from any of them Wednesday at the chamber event, has to be doubly frustrated because you guys and gals didn't give them all the money that you thought that they thought they were going to get. And now we're looking at the governor calling for a tax cap, property tax cap, and they've got expenses that continue to go up. So have you heard from your superintendents lately? Because I'm sure you will soon.
I have not heard from them, but let me go one step further. We moved money around in the budget this year, and for instance, we took about, I forgot, $2.5 billion that we did not give to highways because we had to put it in another area, and we have consistently, since I've been there, underfunded Medicaid, mm-hmm. And we're going to come back with a supplemental bill this next session to cover those shortfalls that we created in the current budget. So money is going to be as tight this time, if not tighter, than it was last. So what are we going to do? We need to fund education. There's no doubt about it. Particularly in my opinion, we need to fund vocational and technical education. And I don't know where we're going to go. If we don't fund education at the state level at the same level that we traditionally have, which is about 50% of the cost, and right now it's like 43% of the cost that we're funding, how are these school districts going to continue to function on less money?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's a challenge that I'm sure they're going to say, parents, you need to be in touch with your legislators as well. I want you to kind of try to be inside the governor's head with me for a minute. Give me an idea or what your theory might be as to why he is pushing this. He's also pushing the idea that every student is, should get. Of course, the Constitution says they should get a quality education. But he almost sounds like he's going to be in favor of school vouchers as well. What are your thoughts about where the governor stands on some of these issues right now?
Gosh, I wish I really knew. I don't know. It sounds like to me he's trying to perhaps be more conservative than Lieutenant Governor. I don't know. But I'm not sure that we can continue to do anything about property. The best thing we could do about property taxes, since the largest property tax we have is school tax, mm-hmm. is fund schools from the state in mm-hmm. a better manner. And if we're not going to do that, and then we put a cap on it of 2%, where are we going to be? That's just the question I have. I think we're just going to have to look at it a lot closer and hear a lot more of the details of this before we'll know exactly where he's headed, and then can make our decisions. I just think that's the way we're going to do it. We'll do that when session starts.
Certainly.
About a year from now.
Take a minute to explain why you were in Austin. I mean, there's nobody in session, but what were you doing over in Austin so that people can kind of understand what goes on between sessions?
Well, we go over there for interim hearings. Matter of fact, I have an interim hearing that I'm on a joint House and Senate committee on the formula funding for higher ed. That's going to meet the day after primary. I'm not real happy about that because that's usually a pretty tiring day on election day. But right now it's scheduled for the day after. We have meetings like that consistently, and I visited with folks from one of the technical schools in the state yesterday. Actually, it's the day before yesterday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's always having some constituent issues or some things like that that we do. Going back over tomorrow there for the Rally for Life that Texas Alliance for Life puts on. I think that's maybe more a little political than part of my job as a representative, but I'm going over there for that. And we do a lot of running back and forth. I was over there the same time for the House Leadership Fund, which tries to help House members that are in tight races, and we were looking at that. There's always something to go over there. I usually go over there about three or four times a month for a day at a time, just to drive over and come back.
Sure. Well, I appreciate your time this morning about this, and certainly we will talk again soon. Thank you again, John.
You bet.